Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so Bridget, I'm going to cue you up here, but we've talked a lot about the upcoming draft, prospects that we like, who realistically we think the Bruins might end up having a choice between, and all still very valid and tons of merit there. And but we've also talked about the possibility of utilizing that pick as an asset for a more young NHL proven top six, top three talent, or, you know, top line talent if they could. So we've touched on it. The Bruins are entering a rebuild, retool on the fly. We'll see which one that ends up being. It's all well and good. They're entering a rebuild, retool, pick number 7, right? Well, not so fast. Their two franchise players are 29 and 28. McAvoy turns 28 in December. So it's not like they're in their earlier mid-20s where you can exercise some more patience. This means it's not the best time to exercise patience for a 3 to 5 year rebuild when you're talking about the prime years of some of your top two players. So with that said, the Bruins may very well draft 7th overall. And as Bridget reads this quote, I just want you to ask yourselves, is there also a chance that that pick gets moved or subsequent picks in different rounds in different years?
Yeah, Brian, I don't think you're the only person that this answer perked their interest, because it was kind of not the direction I thought that this answer was going to go. So Sweeney was asked about if Sturm would have any involvement in drafting. And I think the question was more like, hey, are you going to pick someone that's his style? But instead he looked at Sturm and he was like, most coaches would tell you they'd rather you trade that pick so they could be good now. And then this is the quote. He says, you know, we're in a unique position this year drafting in the top 10 that we haven't been there for a significant amount of time. We're excited about that. We have 2 second-round picks. We have 2 firsts the following year, another 2 firsts. We've been an aggressive organization. Whether you want to point out fault in regard to us trying to win and accomplish the ultimate goal, that's what we're here for. So we will use our draft capital and try to improve our hockey club this year, moving forward in every capacity possible. It might be making the selection, but it won't mean that we aren't having conversations to say, hey, how do we improve our hockey club today and moving forward?
In every capacity, and it might mean making the selection. Scott, does that verbiage sound definitive to you that they are absolutely going to be drafting 7th overall if something comes across their table that's worthwhile?
Nope, it does not, nor would I expect Don Sweeney to sound definitive less than 3 weeks from the draft, because you want to leave every option open. And do I think they're going to trade the 7th overall pick? No, I don't. I think they're going to hold on to it and make the pick. But should you be open to getting blown away if someone is interested in that pick and has that kind of impact 20-something roster player who can be part of your – who can make a difference now and for years to come? Yeah, of course you should be open to that. I am very skeptical of whether that's going to happen in this draft. We've heard all about how it's, you know, a weaker draft compared to a lot of years. Although there are some people who push back on that and don't actually see it that way. So that's where it opens you up to, like, well, what if the Bruins are one of the teams who thinks, when if they're being honest to themselves behind closed doors, yeah, this is a little weaker, and if honestly we don't know if there's going to be a player there at seven that we absolutely love. And what if some other team says, you know what, if Jake O'Brien or Caleb Denoyer or Brady Martin falls to seven or Roger McQueen's there, we love one or two or three of those guys. And we have this forward that, you know, we don't know if we're going to re-sign long-term or whatever the situation might be. Like, yeah, now that becomes something that might make sense for both teams. And, you know, we don't know, like, where the Bruins are on the players in that range. We know what Don Sweeney told us after the lottery. He said, you know, we're confident there will still be a good player available to us there. Well, of course he's going to say that. Yeah. You're not going to want any – you're not going to want to tell fans, like, ah, yeah, we're going to pick someone who we think is going to suck, or, you know, we think it's only going to be a third liner. Like, no, like, you want to keep – you want fans to be excited. You want other teams to believe that you really value that pick no matter what. And maybe they do. You know, maybe this is just Sweeney leaving doors open to be ambiguous and to not box himself into anything. And maybe behind closed doors, maybe they actually love these guys. Maybe they're like, you know what, we have 8 or 9 players on the draft that we love, and whoever falls to us at seven, we're going to be totally comfortable taking. Like, all of that is possible. And maybe as we get closer to the draft, we'll get a better feel for how the Bruins actually feel about this. But right now it's, and they're not the only team doing this, but every team near in that top of that draft is putting out smoke, is trying to misdirect and not let any of their competitors in on exactly what it is that they're thinking about doing.
So what keeps coming back into my mind, because of course there's the possibility that a draft pick just doesn't pan out. Though I will say, drafting in the top 10, I'm fairly confident that all of these kids will end up being certainly top 4 defensemen or top 9 forwards, if not top 6 forwards, on their NHL teams in time. But it's that last sentence that I just said that has me curious. Because if they draft Jake O'Brien or Caleb Denoyer or Brady Martin or Roger McQueen or, hell, even James Higgins, like Anton Frondell, they could draft one of these players, and they might end up being amazing. But what if that's not until 2029, right? Maybe they don't make their NHL debut for 2 or 3 years from now, and then it takes another 2 or 3 years to really hit their stride in the league. And now Pasternak and McAvoy are in their early mid-30s, which is still fine, right? Like, you're still serviceable and very good at that age. But there's going to come a day where McAvoy and Pasternak are no longer around or at the levels that they are now. And while you might have a great draft pick from 2025, now you're with those guys, and now you need to replace those guys in time. So, you know, if the Bruins, we've talked about Elias Pettersson mainly because of the rumors about him maybe not being a fit in Vancouver, and Vancouver maybe even heading towards a rebuild in time. But there's other players too that are rumored to be unhappy where they are that would fit that mold for Boston. For example, would you rather draft Jake O'Brien, who could end up being a great player? And you guys know, like, I've been very high on him, right? I think he's going to be a good player in the NHL. But if that's not until 2028, 2029, when you're trying to maximize the current window of your star players, your best players, would you rather draft O'Brien now and have him pan out in 2, 3, 4 years? Or would you rather maybe try to capitalize on Marty Natchez, who was rumored to be happy in Colorado. Now, he's a UFA at the end of next season, so you'd ideally want to have an extension in place or something like that. But if you could bring in a Marty Natchez, we talked about Pettersson, but there's Marty Natchez. There's other players like that could align with the careers of your top players right now. It's just something to think about. And Scott, I agree. I think Sweeney's playing the game. I think he's saying what he's saying on purpose to make himself seem open for business, but also optimistic about what they have. You don't want to come across desperate. But I think it's something that you really have to consider, because for me, it's not so much will the player be a bust or will they be great. It's about when will they be great. Because if it's in 4 or 5 years, yeah, Pastrnak and McAvoy will still be under contract. But again, they're in their prime, and you can't overlook that. So you can still win with a developed prospect that you drafted in 2025 and an aging McAvoy and Pastrnak, right? Like, they went to a cup finals with Bergeron, who was in his, you know, mid-late 30s. Martian was in his, you know, Bergeron was in his mid-30s. Martian, I think, was in his like early 30s. Chara was approaching 40. Like, you can still have an older core. I'm just saying, it's about, if you're trying to maximize a window, it's something that the Bruins, I'm sure, are considering if the right deal came across their table.
Yeah, the part of the statement that I, or the quote that I read that maybe, I guess, points to what he would like to do. He said, "We've been an aggressive organization." Whether or not you want to point out a fault in that, basically people referring to when people thought that he's used too much draft capital, probably the year that they went out at the deadline and got Bertuzzi and Orlov, and you know, when they went all in on the best regular season team in the history of the league. Basically, he's saying, I have a history of being aggressive. I'm open to an aggressive move that is involving my first round pick this year. And he also brought up the first and second round picks the years to come. So, hey, maybe it's moving one of the, maybe it's not moving the 7 overall. Maybe it's moving a first round pick in an upcoming season.
Yeah. Because I think there's also, you know, for as much as they've been aggressive before and they're going to be open to being aggressive again. Yeah. Their draft capital goes well beyond the 7th overall pick this year. As Sweeney referenced, as you just referenced, Bridget, like, they have 4 more first round picks coming in the next couple drafts and a bunch of second round picks in there, including 2 this year. So there's other picks they can trade away, whether that's now or at the deadline or next summer. You know, that they have more to work with now. I will say, like, and I've said this before, you do also need to legitimately replenish your prospect pool. Like, mm-hmm. I know you don't want this to be a 5 or 6 year project, but the Bruins will not win a Stanley Cup without young players making an impact and being a part of it. It's just how you have to build a roster in a salary cap league. You can't have every move you make be trading for or signing, you know, trading for guys in their prime years on prime contracts or signing guys as unrestricted free agents. There's a salary cap. You just can't afford to do that. Like, okay, if you trade for someone in their mid 20s now who's making $6 million a year, well, that's one less player you can sign this offseason. So you've still probably ended up adding the same amount of talent to your lineup in the short term. At some point, you need young players on cheap contracts to make a real impact. And this 7th overall pick is the best chance you've had in a while to really land that kind of player who can develop into a legitimate top 6 guy. So I'd be very careful about who I trade it for, what I even consider, because we have the number one center conversation too. Like, if it's Elias Pettersson, then we're having a different conversation because that is the number one center. Whatever else you think of his faults and how much you love him or not. But short of that, you're one of your best chances of getting a number one center remains this pick, even though we're not projecting all these guys to be bona fide number one centers. Maybe it's more likely they're all number two centers, but a decent chunk of these centers we're talking about at least have the potential to become that. And you have to play some lottery tickets at some point. Like, you have to take some chances.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You have to win with young drafted talent. I think that the reason we bring up the number 7 overall pick is because it's the most enticing draft pick that the Bruins have as an asset, because their future first, nobody knows where that would fall. Is that a late first? Is it a mid first? Is it, you know, high first? Like, so if there's a world where the Bruins keep number 7 overall and strike a deal for a high end talent for their roster by using other collateral, draft capital, sure, there's risk that, for example, let's say they traded one of their first round picks in 2026, which is touted to be a much better, deeper draft than this year. And that pick ends up becoming, you know, a player that you can look back and say, oh my God, the Bruins traded that pick away. They should have traded number 7 in 2025. Like, you can play that game, but you're right. Like, they are drafting top 10 this year. And I think if you can draft top 10 this year, number 7 overall, and find a way to bring in a young NHL proven player that can help the roster now in a top 6 role, I think that's obviously best case scenario. You guys are absolutely right to bring up, hey, it's not just number 7 that's on the table here. It could be, like we said, subsequent years, subsequent rounds. So it's all on the table. And you know, I really would not like to see the Bruins trade their number 7 overall pick for all the reasons Scott said. I really want them to take that selection. But again, like I said, the Bruins are in a tough spot right now where their rebuild retool is coinciding with the primes of their top players. And it's just not an ideal time. The timing sucks. So they have to be worried about their future. Absolutely. They also have to be worried about their present, because their present matters. And if you trade, let's say you do trade number 7 overall for an Elias Pettersson or Marty Natchez or something like that, that doesn't mean that they can't hit on their second round picks this year or their first next year that end up being those players that Scott's talking about that you end up winning with. So I just think there's so many different ways that this can go. I'm very fascinated to see it all play out. And it's really tough to like be so adamant about one side of the aisle versus the other when they're just in a tough spot. Because of the stage of McAvoy and Pasternak's career, they should be in more of a win now mode, but of course they're in more of a rebuild retool mode. So it's just a conflict of interest right now, but they can do it all if they're creative enough and smart enough and they draft and develop well and they make the right trades. Like, there is a way to do this. It's just going to be difficult.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about what they gave up to get some of those picks. Like, they gave up Brennan Carlo. They gave up guys that would have helped, you know, right now. If they had done what we maybe thought they were going to do, which was like do a conservative sell where you like maybe trade Frederick, but keep guys like Coyle and Carlo and Marchand. But now you have these picks, so you have to find out, you know, the best way to use them, because otherwise those trades, you want to come out the winner of those trades. And at the end of the day, draft picks are just currency. So those organizations might not have been able to give you a player in return that you like, but you now can go use that currency to offer to other teams and get a player now, after those guys have walked out the door, like Carlo. And obviously now we know Marchand is going to be a first round pick in return for him. So.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and last thing I would point out here is, like, as much as we talk about you don't want to waste Pastrnak and McAvoy's primes, you can still be a little bit patient here. They are, you know, they're signed for a long time. McAvoy through 2030, Pastrnak through 2031. As of now, we have not heard anything about either one of them being unhappy or even considering wanting out. Yes, there is a danger, if this takes too long, that they might get there. But for now, it's like those guys know what happened last year and see what the roster is now. And as much as they want to be right back at it, I think they are also smart enough to understand, like, some patience is going to be required. For them, it's not going to be 5 years, but, like, it could be two, right? Like, I think if you really got Pastrnak and McAvoy in an honest moment, they would tell you they're not going into this season expecting to be a true Stanley Cup contender. Like, I know players have to think that and want to approach it like that, but I also think those guys see what's happening. So, you know, can you make a playoff push this year and then take a jump the following year? Like, that's kind of always what we've laid out as sort of the ideal scenario, right? The Capitals model. Now, as it turns out, as great as they were in the regular season, they were not yet a cup contender, but they at least had a season that makes them feel like they are heading in the right direction. And I think if you can take those steps over these next couple years and Pastrnak and McAvoy feel like they're going in the right direction, then that's okay. Like, you don't have to go all in now. And by the way, if that's the process, then this seventh overall pick, he might be ready to make the team next season. You know, not 25-26, but the 26-27 season. And he might be an impactful player by 27-28. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, you know what? Thank God we made that pick. Like, this kid's coming up and, like, he's now part of the, you know, the pillars of the team. And you know, this is great. Like, we're glad we have him.
It's all possible. That kid can make the team this fall, depending on who it is. There are probably two or three prospects that many scouts or analysts could say, yeah, I could see them cracking a roster in the fall. Right now, two or three prospects out of an entire draft class is not a high percentage, but let's say hypothetically Anton Frondell fell, right? Well, he is a physically mature prospect, played against older players over in Sweden, and could see him being a more NHL-ready prospect despite him falling to 7. Roger McQueen, whether you want the Bruins to be in on him or not, he tested well physically, one of the bigger, more mature players in the draft. Could see him making a team out of camp potentially. So when I say that this player might not be ready, even if he does hit for another, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, you know, I'm admittedly playing devil's advocate because I'm trying to show all the angles that the Bruins have to think of right now. But of course, the other side of that is, yes, this player could be ready this fall. This player could be ready next season. And absolutely, Scott, this, you know, I think Pastrnak and McAvoy, if they're a bubble playoff team, or they're making the playoffs the next couple of years, but they're getting bounced early, like, okay, that's the cost of having a long NHL career. Some guys never win the cup. And if they do, maybe it's not until later in their career. So, but they're not going to be happy if they are a basement dweller for a couple of years here. And I know that you acknowledge that as well. So they just need to be, yeah, like, they can exercise patience, but to your point, it has to be with forward progress. And if they draft 7 overall or their next couple of draft picks, aren't in the league for a few years and they don't really address the roster adequately enough, then they are at risk for, even if they're healthier, still being a bottom 10 team in the league. So again, it's not just the 7th overall pick this year that the Bruins could use. They could use that selection, get that person in the system, and still, you know, use a combination of other picks or a pick to maybe help another hockey trade. So it's all on the table. And I'm just curious to see how it plays out.
If it's a guy that's going to play college hockey, say after he gets drafted, the decision is going to go play in the NCAA. A lot of those guys that are top 10 picks that play college hockey will play a full freshman season, and they'll play their full sophomore season. But as soon as their team gets knocked out of the playoffs, a lot of them join their NHL teams. And that's what happened with Ryan Leonard. He was an 8th overall pick a few years ago. So you could see that, you know, technically they wouldn't be there next year, but they might even be able to join you partway through the following season if their college season ends in March and they seem like they're ready and they come join your team in the spring. That's a possibility for college guys. That's a common thing for college guys to do.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see more one and dones with the new CHL NCAA rules, where there's going to be more, like, especially picking in this range, there's going to be guys picked who go play 1 year of college hockey as, you know, an 18-year-old freshman and 18, 19-year-old freshman, and then turn pro at the end of one season. Like,
yeah,
if, like, Porter Marton's a name that has popped up a lot, and as someone who might play college hockey next season after getting drafted high this year. Porter Marton is 6'3", 208. Like, I don't know if he's going to need – I don't think he's going to need 2 years of college hockey. He's probably going to go somewhere 1 year and sign as soon as the season's over. And there might be a couple guys like that in this draft.
It is more common to see them do that after their sophomore year, though. Just saying. Like,
we're talking about different caliber players now. Like, these guys coming over from the CHL are much – better prepared and, like, much more highly touted than a lot of the 18-year-olds coming into college from the USHL, for example. Like, they're a little further along, and, you know, Jackson Smith is, you know, an elite talent. Like, if Matthew Schaefer plays college hockey next year, he's an elite talent. I just think you're going to see a lot more guys who don't need 2 years of college hockey.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Macklin Celebrini was a guy who was one and done, and that's because he was the highest end player. So, yes, those really, really high end, young, talented players that go in the top 10 in the draft.
And these guys are a year further along than Macklin Celebrini was.
Celebrini
was a 17-year-old not turning 18 until after his freshman year of college. Like, these guys are going to be 18 starting, turning 19 during the year.
Yeah. Hey, I just hope that they go to college somewhere near us so that we can watch them and maybe I can.
I know we got to start getting more of these guys to BU and BC, because right now a lot of them are committing to Big Ten schools because they have the most money. They have even more to work with than BU and BC do. So you're seeing a lot of Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan.
I saw a graphic that had BU's logo as one of six or seven potential recruiters for Gavin McKenna. So
yeah, now that kind of something that bothers a lot of people, but now that colleges can give money to players, guys are going to schools that are like, it is a contract. Like they're going to the schools that are offering them the most money. And I'm not talking about scholarship money. I'm talking about real money. That's just what's happening now. People don't maybe even know that, but as of last year, that's been it's been going on, and it kind of does change the balance of college hockey and college sports in general. This is basketball big time. It has been changing. You can entice the best players to your team by just being like, yeah, we're going to give you X million dollars to come play here. And it's never, I don't think they have to report it ever. So you just hear about it behind the scenes, what the numbers are. But yes, it's not going to be a coincidence that the best players end up going to the same schools. And it's not just because, oh, they want to play with other good players. No, it's because those schools are offering them more money.
So I just want to leave you guys with this, and just to kind of wrap up the comments and the quote that Bridget read about Don Sweeney and all their draft capital. In the wake of last year's trade deadline, we know the Bruins acquired prospect Will Zellers from Colorado in the Charlie Coyle trade. He's going to North Dakota next season, speaking of college hockey, so we'll see how he does. Obviously, Frazier Mitton came over from Toronto. He's more of an NHL-ready prospect, and we expect him to push for a job next year full-time with the Bruins. But as far as picks go, following last year's trade deadline, and after they also – so they got a fourth-round pick in the Frederick trade to Edmonton, but they used that for Joki Haru. So I've calculated that, and I've omitted that. So including picks that Boston acquired from last year's trade deadline, in addition to their own, they now have 5 first-round draft picks, 4 second-round draft picks, 2 third-round draft picks, 3 fourth-round draft picks, 2 fifth-round draft picks, 3 sixth-round draft picks, and 3 seventh-round draft picks, for a total of 22 draft picks over the next 3 drafts. So this just illustrates, like, you know, we spent some time talking about the 7th pick this year because it's the right now it's their most coveted draft pick. But when you hear that, which of those rounds, which of those years would you, as Bruins fans, Bruins media, be like comfortable with Boston parting for the right deal? Because I can promise you guys that I don't think the Bruins are going to select all 22 of those picks. And if we're talking about first and second round picks, they have 9 first and second round picks in the next 3 years. That's where the money is made. So that's where you really want to look at.
I think that's the even more important number, because those are the ones that have value. Those are the ones that actually get you something.
So if it's not 7, if it's not number 7 this year, right? Like what combination of those would fans, listeners, you guys, like, what would you be comfortable with? Cause I think it's inevitable. I think something's going to go right. Whether it's an offer sheet, like this collateral, this draft capital, again, I'm all cool. I would love for them to pick 7th overall this year. Right. But after that, I do think we have to be willing to part with you have to be willing to give to get, right? So if we want the Bruins to get better, it's going to have to come at the expense of maybe sending away a young prospect we don't want them to trade away. Maybe it means trading away Mason Lauri in a package, or a Matt Potra, or a draft pick that we don't want them to move, but you kind of have to. It's part of the cost of doing business. So again, I think that it's inevitable. I just don't know which one of these picks and years Boston will ultimately part with. But it won't be like, I don't think it'll be trade deadline stuff. It's going to have to be like, because they're not going to be in a position really to be like buyers, I don't think, right, at next year's deadline. So it's going to probably be probably outside of trade deadlines for the most part.
Well, right away, I would say look at the picks that are not their own, because there's extra value in keeping your own picks because it allows offer sheets to be a possibility. In order to offer sheet players, you have to have your own draft picks. So their two second round picks this year are not their own. They're Carolina's and St. Louis's. Those could be on the table. One of their first round picks next year is Toronto's. One of the ones the following year in 27 is Florida's. So keep an eye on those. I would say those are the ones the Bruins would, if they're going to trade any in the first two rounds, that they would most quote unquote want to trade. Because one, it allows them to keep their own picks, leave offer sheets as an option. And two, their own picks are going to be better picks than those. Like, you know, obviously we already know the order for this year, and those second round picks land them mid to late second round in both cases. But even next year, like, even though Toronto is going to make some pretty significant changes this offseason, I would expect Toronto to be better than Boston next year. And I would certainly expect Florida to be better than Boston the year after that. So I think they would prefer to trade picks that are not their own.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think
that's a great distinction, Scott. Yeah. Well said.
If they trade the Marchand pick, I wonder what they'd get. Like, then you have to really follow like this map of like,
they're going to pull a Belichick. Like, do you guys, I don't know if you guys have ever looked at the Jimmy Garoppolo trade tree, but they traded Jimmy Garoppolo for a second round pick and everyone was like, that's all they got, the second round pick. And then like Belichick traded that for like 2 fourths and then that for like 2/5 and 2/6, then like it just kept like snowballing too. It's like, yeah, you know what? You're never even gonna be able to track who they actually got for Jimmy Garoppolo, because now it's like 7 different picks and they've all been moved in different trades.
Yes. Yeah. Let's hope it's not that.
Like the Cam Neely trade tree is like still paying off. Like the Bruins still have direct lines from the trade that brought Cam Neely to Boston. Like it's, I don't have it up, so I'm not going to go through it all, but you can trace it like all the way through current day. It's crazy.
Mm. All right. Well, do you two have anything else you wanted to get to on this episode before we sign out?
I do not. Another long layoff in the Stanley Cup final. I know why it happens, but it's just like annoying that like we don't have another game until Thursday night, especially because they're in the same city. Like there's not even travel, and yet we have a Monday through Thursday gap. So, you know,
yeah.
At some point, we do still have to have like probably talk a little more in depth about Marchand. So maybe later this week or early next week.
Yeah. I think later this week presents that opportunity because we'll have another, at least one more game to talk about. And obviously game three was a blowout on a scoreboard. So hopefully Edmonton can bounce back because if they drop game four, I know they came back last year, but, and you know, 4-7, but I don't know. They don't, it wouldn't be wise to lose game, to go down 3-1 to the Florida Panthers this year. So yeah, plenty to talk about there. Trent Frederick still, boy, just, man, he just doesn't like the Panthers, but they're too good. They're too good to let him get to them.
His biggest fan is Wayne Gretzky. I don't know if you watched the pregame of the last game and also the intermission between in game one. Gretzky was like, oh, Frederick scoring the game winner. And then like pregame of last game, he was like, I feel like Frederick's going to make a big impact. And I'm like, he's unpromptedly brought up Trent Frederick so many times. I just think it's the funniest thing because you have the best player ever talking about Trent Frederick like this is going to be the guy who does it. And obviously Wayne is rooting for the Oilers, but so he's like really like bought into this whole Frederick thing. I like it. I think it's great.
I mean, there's been some reporting recently about Edmonton trying to extend Frederick, which is interesting because I feel like they have other clear priorities to get done this offseason, like Evan Bouchard. So I think our friend DJ Bean tweeted like the Oilers have to be careful with this one. DJ has obviously become a big Oilers fan, but yeah, I mean, they do like that's, it's kind of the same thing like as where the Bruins were, where it's like, yeah, sure, you'd like to keep Frederick around, but got to be careful with like how much money that's actually going to cost because he has not produced a ton. And even like the more physical side of it, like we saw it here. It's not like it's there all the time. When it is there, you love it, but like he can go in and out sometimes.
I mean, how impactful is, even when he's on his game physically, how many forechecks did he ever really disrupt? The physicality that you're referencing, Scott, is more like the between the whistles or just, you know, he was never one to have a game-changing open ice hit like we've seen Charlie McAvoy have over the years. And he certainly is not Sam Bennett on the forecheck, even at his best.
I was going to say, like that shift Sam Bennett had in game three.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Huge hit at the blue line, another hit on the boards, and then finishes on a breakaway.
Another $5 million rising in his stock.
Yeah.
But going to
be the highest-paid player in NHL history by the end of the season.
So is Marchand. Hey. Both of them. Both of their numbers have gone up.
Hey,
I mean, listen, I guess like if you're anti-Panthers, that's good news. Like if these guys actually want to cash in, then Aaron Ekblad too, I think maybe a little more under the radar, but another guy I think who's helping his stock. I mean, landed a huge hit on Connor McDavid that shook up McDavid last game. Like if those guys' numbers are all going up because of this run and they all want to cash in and not take a hometown discount, then it's possible Florida can only keep one of them. So that would be good news for everyone chasing Florida.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Bridget Scott, thanks for your time. Everybody else, thank you very much for listening. And we will talk to you later in the week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.